That Burnip F. Peters, you got to get up out of that chair and do a little work around here now.
Oh, shucks, Zeb. Can't you wait a minute? There's a little patch of sun right where it shines on the stomach light. Makes you feel good all over.
Yes, well, it's a wonder you'd admit it.
Well, all but that bad knee of mine. That pains me considerable, and I got a kind of numb feeling on my temples.
Well, let me tell you something. If you don't get up here and help me shelve some of this stock, you're going to feel numb all over now.
Well, what incarnation in such a hurry about? Guess we'll have this here store long enough to get some stock on the shelves without killing ourselves doing it.
But one of us has got to go over to Squidgeville.
How's that?
I said someone has got to go to Squidgeville.
Well, what do we want to go to Squidgeville for?
I didn't say we want to. Said we got to.
What for?
Oh, the old fool Hector Smith's in jail.
He is, huh?
Shit. Hey, what in tarnation's the matter with you? I've been telling you that regular since yesterday. Hector Smith's in jail. Now, do you understand?
Well, why did you say something about it before?
Oh, I did tell you. I told you a dozen times. Can't you recollect nothing?
I do kind of remember you saying something about it. Well, how did it happen?
Oh, I told you that Mrs. L. up and had Hector slapped in the calaboose for cruelty to bees.
What did Hector do to the bees?
He didn't do nothing.
Then what in tarnation they resting for?
That's what I told you. Hector left the bees tied up in sheets. And Mrs. L. claims that's cruelty to animals. So she had them slammed in jail.
Didn't know Hector had any bees.
Oh, that's just it. He ain't got no bees. Didn't have none in the first place. And in the second place, Mrs. Dell yanked the sheets off the hives and then let them out. And in the third place, the folks that brought the bees to Squidgeville have threatened to sue Hector because he didn't pay for none of the bees he didn't buy. Now, is that clear?
I guess so, all but one thing.
Well, what's that?
What did they put Hector in jail for?
Oh, what's the use?
Somehow I just can't see the picture of Hector Smith locked up in jail.
Well, then I reckon you'd better kite yourself over there and take a look. I'll stay here in the store.
What in tarnation sense of going over there and looking at him? Hector ain't so funny looking.
Oh, you darn fool. We got Hector into this, and now we got to get him out.
Thought you said Mrs. L. got him into it.
We ordered the bees in the first place, didn't we?
I don't know, but if we did, why is Hector mixed up in it?
Because we had them delivered in Hector's name.
Well, I can see that you don't know nothing about it. Guess I'll have to go over there and see for myself.
Suits me. I had a sort of misunderstanding with the constable over the telephone, and don't relish meeting up with him.
What did you argue about?
Oh, I was talking to you and called you an old fool, and I guess he thought I was talking to him on the telephone.
Why in tarnation didn't you tell him so?
I did, but he'd already called me another one.
Well, I don't relish the idea none, but I guess I got to go over to Squidgeville and see what I can do for Hector. You go over if you go over, you'll have us all in jail. That's trouble.
Well, if you're going, you better stop shooting off and hike along. The stage is due right now.
All right. Now hand me my coat.
Hand you your coat? You go get it yourself.
All right, but get me that $500 out of cash, Mr. Dorr.
No, sir. You don't take no $500 over to Squidgeville with you.
Well, why not?
Why, some slicker talked you right out of it. Before you touch one cent of that money, I'm going to get me a watch and a suit of clothes.
Well, how in tarnation am I going to get Hector out of jail without no money?
Dicker with him, Dad Burnett. Dicker with him.
How?
Tell him he can't pay his fine for a week or so. Then they'll turn him out to keep him from feeding them at county expense.
Can't leave Hector in jail for a week. Ain't right.
Oh, you old fool, you won't have to. If they won't turn him out, get the lowest figure. Then tell him you have to talk over with me.
What did I talk to you about?
We wouldn't talk about nothing. But we'd send them back word, we'd give them half of what they want and call it square.
It sounds like she might work.
Why, of course it will. Now, here. Here's $50 for your fare.
Make her 60 cents, Zeb. I might want a saucer of Tutti Frutti while I'm over there.
No, sirree. You don't get no Tutti Frutti till after I get back my watch and clothes. Now, get going.
I am going, ain't I?
And hurry back, too. Darn it, there's work to do down here. Like he's not left to pay Hector's fine. Well, let's hire a fancy lawyer to prove he didn't have nothing to do with it. I reckon that'd get me and Eb into hot water. Yeah, burn my picture. That money sure does look pretty. I'd be on tops from a watch, another truck Eb took to train that horse. Let me see, part of that one is for that Dad Burn's set of fancy books. And some of that one there will go for the horse himself. Rest is all clean profit.
Hey, this is Corn Center, Reynolds.
Yeah, this is Corn Center, young fella, but I ain't your dad, not by a darn sight, I ain't.
Oh, no harm, man. No harm, man. My name's Duke. Barney Duke. I just got off the stage.
Well, what did you get off for?
Yeah, I thought you'd ask that. You can see I don't belong in a tank town, can't you?
Mm-hmm. You ain't dressed exactly like the young fellas around Corn Center.
Hey, take a look at that pearl gray derby. Ain't it a darb?
Yeah, I do kind of like it. Where'd you get that checkered suit?
Imported, friend. Imported.
It is, huh?
Yeah, straight from New York.
I bet you blow most of a month's pay for it.
Oh, no. It's just a cheap suit. I got it for 100 smackers.
Oh, just a cheap suit, huh?
Yeah, but I liked it, so I bought it.
Kind of like it myself.
Guess you fellas around the kerosene circuit don't get a look at class very often, huh, Dad?
Dad, Bernie, don't call me Dad.
Oh, that's all right. No harm meant. Hey, how do you like the shoes? Bulldog toes, the latest thing out.
Look like you've been kicking inside the house. But I kind of like them at that.
Yeah, the pink shirt goes good with the blue tie, too, don't you think?
I guess it does. You know, the truth is, I'm kind of casting my eyes around for styles. Guess I'll be getting me a whole new rig myself for a long.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, then you must have some jack in your kick, huh?
What's that? I don't believe I quite understand you.
Oh, that's big-town talk for money. Money in your pocket.
Well, maybe you have and maybe you ain't.
Oh, sure, I know how it is with fellows like you. It takes quite a lot of money to start you bragging about.
Maybe so. But I reckon I might rake enough together to buy me some clothes. You know, I got a notion I'd like to trick myself out pretty fancy, since we've done so well in this here race.
I knew it. I knew you were a real sport. I knew it as soon as I saw you.
Don't be too sure, young feller.
Yeah, when I first come in here, I said to myself, I says, now, there's an old goat that don't belong in this hick town.
You did, eh?
Sure. I knew it when I first saw you.
Well, I don't say nothing about it to my partner, Ed Peters, but there's times when I do kind of want to hop around a little.
Well, of course there is. We all do.
Yes.
Say, buddy, have you got a real roll or just some small change?
That's none of your dad darn business.
Oh, say, now, don't be like that, buddy. I ain't going to roll you. I'm just going to put you next to something good, see?
Young fella, I don't want to buy nothing.
That's the idea. Hold on to your dough, see? That's what I always say. Do your own spending.
Yeah, I don't believe it quite follow you.
Hey, look here, friend. How'd you like to own a show?
What? How's that?
How'd you like to own a theatrical troupe? Lock, barrel, and sinker.
Can't use a sinker. Besides, I said I wouldn't buy anything, and I'm not...
Yeah, you ain't buying it. I'm giving it to you. It don't cost you a dime.
Yeah. You're giving me one of these Opry House shows, is that it?
Sure, that's it. Free for nothing, see?
Always kind of thought I'd like to have one of them Opry shows. Say, any gals in this one?
Oh, sure. Sure thing. Some pips.
And it don't cost me nothing?
Sure, that's it. Now listen, here's the dough.
All right, go ahead.
See, I'm the business manager of this show, see?
Yeah, I guess you do.
Well, the troop and the baggage is up the line, see?
Well, they're right and tell them to come down here.
Yeah, but the trouble is the sheriff thinks they owe a hotel bill on it and he won't give them their baggage.
Well, why don't they pay the bill?
Well, that's just it. Actors ain't got no business judgment, see?
No, I reckon they ain't.
Well, now this show ain't going to cost you a cent. All you have to do is to haul out $500 to square the sheriff, and the show comes down here free for nothing, see?
And you don't ask a cent for yourself?
No, not a cent.
And the show belongs to me and Eb? Is that it?
That's it.
Wait till I get some paper. We'll be businesslike about this thing. By cracky, I'm going to tie you up in the contract.